NASA's massive next generation moon rocket has faced the most incredible test to date. The Artemis 1 SLS rocket was scheduled to launch November 14th, taking off in the early morning hours. But Tropical Storm Nicole approached Florida, and NASA decided to push back the launch attempt to the 16th instead. NASA had two incredibly difficult choices. One would be to move the Artemis 1 SLS rocket back to the vehicle assembly building. That would put incredible strain on the rocket. Or they could leave the 332-foot-tall rocket out at Pad 39B to weather out the storm. After NASA and the United States Space Force conducted extensive studies on the upcoming weather, NASA decided to leave the rocket on the pad. The National Weather Service recorded 85-mile-per-hour winds at the Kennedy Space Center, which put the rocket in danger. But there was more danger actually taking the rocket from where it was at the pad and moving it back to the vehicle assembly building. Now, every time they moved the rocket back and forth from the pad to the vehicle assembly building, and then from the vehicle assembly building back out to the pad, it stresses out the rocket tremendously. And they have up to 11 times that they can do this. They have 6 times left. And before NASA decided to keep the rocket on the pad, they realized that the storm was coming in way too fast for them to move it from the pad back to the vehicle assembly building. So if they were moving the rocket back to the vehicle assembly building, they could have encountered the storm along the way. So 85-mile-an-hour winds on a moving rocket seems very dangerous from NASA's perspective. They chose not to do that, and they left it on the pad. NASA has numerous sensors and accelerometers on the pad and within the rocket to check to see if the rocket has had any damage. NASA has done a visual inspection of the rocket before the storm hit. They took super high-resolution photos and videos before the storm actually came through. Now, after the storm has passed, they took high-resolution photos and videos of the rocket and the pad after, too, so they can compare and contrast those photos to see if there's been any visual damage to the rocket. And there was some damage. Now, considering the storm, it seems like this is pretty insignificant damage. Now, one of the things that happened is that on the Orion spacecraft, they have something along the lines of a caulk. It's sort of a sealant that they use for the spacecraft. And some of that got ripped off a little bit and it's peeling off. They will either snip that off or replace that depending on the severity of the situation. And there's an umbilical on the Orion spacecraft that got damaged as well. It provides purge air or proper environmental conditions to the Orion spacecraft, and it was out of position. The umbilical maintained purge throughout the storm and has been repositioned to allow proper retraction at liftoff. Engineers also removed the hard cover over the launch abort system window installed before the storm and will inspect the window to confirm that it's in good condition for the upcoming launch. Currently, NASA engineers are powering up the rocket again. They're checking out the systems and the spacecraft's elements to make sure that the systems are healthy, and powered health checks will continue throughout Saturday. Hey, real quick, if you could do me a favor, could you hit like and subscribe? Because this is not going to help me out a ton, but it'll help you out even more because YouTube will see that you like spaceflight content, NASA, SpaceX, etc., and they'll start recommending you more channels about that stuff. Not only my channel, but other independent creators that are showing you really cool stuff about spaceflight. Thanks so much for that. And now that the Artemis 1 program is back on track, we'll see the SLS rocket and the Orion spacecraft launch at 1:04 a.m. Eastern. That's when it all starts. November 16th on a Wednesday, and there's a 2-hour launch window for them. So they start off at 1:04, and they have until 3:04 a.m. to launch the rocket around the moon and come back. So the thing on the top, that's the Orion capsule. That's where people in the future, during the Artemis 2 mission, will be inside of. And this Artemis 1 mission is super important. Basically, this is the pathfinder for Artemis 2. So everything that happens on Artemis 1 will happen almost exactly the same during Artemis 2, unless they find something during Artemis 1 that they have to change. So this mission has to go off without a hitch. That's why they chose to keep it at the pad as opposed to leave it or bring it back to the VAB. Because the danger of the VAB is that the winds could knock over the rocket or push the rocket or strain the rocket enough that we could have had a disaster on our hands. So the Artemis 1 mission, super important. Artemis 2, even more important, sending people around the moon and coming back down to Earth. So all the data that they get from the Artemis 1 mission, very important for Artemis 2. Now, the way that this is going to happen, the SLS rocket is going to launch, and the Artemis mission is on its way to the moon, and the Orion capsule will go around the moon, come back down to Earth, going 25,000 miles per hour, and by the time it reaches the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, it will be going about 5 miles per hour. And on its way back into the atmosphere, it's going to skip off the atmosphere to lose a little bit of speed. It's going to dip in, come back out, and then go back down and push itself down towards the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. It's a really incredible mission, and I'm excited that this is actually going to be happening on November 14th. Now, they also have backup dates of the 19th and the 25th. So if the 16th doesn't work out for some reason, if NASA sees something's weird, like if there's another leak going on, and there's a possibility that the rocket could have been shaken up a little bit from this storm, and we could see something go weird on this during this November 16th try. So don't expect this to work out perfectly, because the 16th, it's kind of a trial run. After all this stuff that's happened to this rocket, it could be numerous things could happen to this thing. So the 19th and the 25th, also backup dates for the launch. So if you have those two dates and the 16th doesn't go well, it's okay. You know, you just wait a couple more days. You fix the things that need to be fixed, and then you launch the SLS rocket and the Orion spacecraft to space. Huge mission. Huge, huge, huge for humans we wanted to go back to the moon since the Apollo program. And we just haven't had the technology. We haven't built the technology to do it until now. So it's this program. And there's also a Starship that's being built in Texas. And that's a whole other thing. That's a huge thing. That's for the human landing system. And that's a whole other thing that's going on. I'll have a video about that on Monday, because the HLS program and the Starship program just got a huge, huge piece of news. And I'll link to that in the description of this video when I post it up on Monday. Thanks everybody for watching, and I'll see you next time. Oh yeah, there's some videos up here. You want to see this? There's some videos over there. Yeah, there's some videos over there you should check out. There's the Artemis. I have some other Artemis videos from before. I have a whole playlist, so make sure to watch that whole playlist, because there's a ton of information about the Artemis program in there. Thanks so much. Bye.